Paul touched on it a little bit, Kevin, on the road. Where do you stand on the captaincy and if it will be something that will be handed out again this season?
So Paul and I really for the first time have had the opportunity just briefly this morning to to sit down and talk about it. It's been a busy time since the days that I guess we did make the transaction with Andrew. So from a decision-making standpoint, there's lots that's going to go into it. There's many more conversations amongst the ownership and management group. And obviously, I think there's going to be a lot of conversations amongst different players and Paul. And somewhere, sometime, those are going to meet. If I had to venture, a guess at this point in time without really, sitting down with Mark Chipman and with Paul, I would say right now that there's a strong likelihood that the captaincy would be awarded next year.
What are the qualities, most important qualities you'll be looking for when you hand it out again?
Well, again, I think that's part and parcel of the conversations that are going to take place. I think that when you have the opportunity to have a captaincy open, I think that you want to discuss that both internally, and I think you want to discuss it with the players that are ultimately in the room, because for them, it is their room. What kind of qualities or what would they like to see? What do they want? How do they want to see it unfold? It's from a management perspective, when you walk through the confines of the dressing room, that's the coaches and the players. So again, when you go out on the ice, that's the coaches and the players' domain. And so those are things that you have to take into consideration. But there's lots of things. Certainly for a captain in a Canadian market, I think it's important that you do understand the pressures and the responsibilities that do come with